Welcome back to Communicating with Kylie, where we ask the big questions. I'm your host, Kylie Powell, and today I'm here with...
Rick Zerflute.
Today we'll be discussing advanced placement courses given here at East. So to start off, what is your educational background?
After the Navy, I went to my local, my hometown community college for a couple years, did an associate's, finished off a bachelor's in English at SFA. And then when my job went to India and I went back to school for a teaching certification.
And how long have you been here at East?
I don't know. 8 years, 9 years.
Okay. Advanced placement classes are courses that are opened by the College Board. At the end of each course, students take an exam to possibly earn college credit. What AP courses does East offer?
We offer many of them. Obviously, the most important, AP Lang. The second most important, AP Lit. And then we have all the other ones like AP US History, World History, Human Geography, all the math ones. There are science ones as well. I do not know the specifics. I interact with the other teachers because we share students, but the curricula don't often overlap. Okay.
And how did you become involved in AP classes?
Started before I worked in VIST. When I was still in Houston, myself and my immediate supervisor, my principal, put together a program for ESL students to be in AP classes. So they had the linguistic supports they would have in an ESL classroom, but in pre-AP and AP classes to help them get to where they were, because the intellect wasn't the barrier, the language was. Once we did that, it was an amazing program. It's still going as far as I know. I haven't been in touch with people there for quite a while. When I moved here, my experience with pre-AP and AP classes was known. It wasn't something that was hidden on a resume or anything. They asked me to teach pre-AP classes. I did that for a few years. Then we lost one of our teachers to another administrative position. So I just tucked myself into that AP position and here I sit.
And did you receive any basic training through that process?
I have been to more trainings than I can remember over the course of my career for teaching advanced placement classes. In Houston for several years, I went to AP Summer Institutes. That was more sporadic. VISD actually has a structure for this, and pretty much every other year, I go to an APSI. I've gone locally in Texas for several years, and then over the past couple of years, I've started branching out and traveling further afield to get more exposure to new ideas, new people, new concepts, new ways of approaching it. But they're week-long courses, they're week-long institutes, really, every summer. They cover everything: instruction, test changes, test prep. It's, in one sense, it's a class that you sit and learn things in, but in another sense, it's a conference that you collaborate with the other people that you're there with. It's not a hard and fast sit down, shut up, here's the instruction, know it. There's a lot more back and forth between the instructors and the participants.
Yeah.
And it's an ongoing thing. It does not stop.
Yeah. The ISD student scores contribute to our overall rating with the Texas Education Agency. How have our AP scores looked in recent years?
My scores have been in a holding pattern that I don't necessarily feel dissatisfied about. They could be better, sure, but it's a one-day test for an entire year's worth of instruction. The emphasis is on more learning the language, learning the mechanics, learning the structure, the thought process that goes into it, rather than whether or not you get college credit at the end of my class.
Yeah.
I will say my balances are twos and threes. There are ones, but more often than not, twos and threes are where my students score. And a three is obviously college credit. A two is then you are now ready for college. It's saying that if you score a two on the AP Lang or AP Lit exam, it's indicative of the student being prepared to begin college level English courses.
Okay. And a big question for many families is, how are AP classes different than dual credit classes?
Well, they're free. VISD also pays for all of the AP exams.
Mm-hmm.
The chief difference is that I'm a high school teacher, not a college professor, and college professors are college professors, not high school teachers. The methods that I use to deliver the material are going to differ vastly from the methods that a college professor is going to use. There are also many more safety nets in place for AP students. First, you're here in a classroom with me every single day, as opposed to dual credit student where you might see your professor twice a week.
Yeah.
And good luck getting into office hours. I'll be completely honest, I'm not a huge fan of dual credit at the junior level. Yeah. Senior level, yeah, most of y'all are ready for it.
Yeah.
But at the junior level, the majority of my students, not all, but the majority of my students still need the structure behind their education. And I think that AP classes do a much better job of providing that than dual credit.
And are there any prerequisites to taking an AP course?
No. VISD has open enrollment, which aligns with College Board's spirit as well. It doesn't. College Board actually says that there cannot be any barriers to admission into an advanced placement program for academically prepared students, and that's what VISD does. I regularly take on students at the junior level who have never had an AP class before.
Yeah.
And many of them are successful.
And finally, what advice do you have for students who are trying to decide between AP and dual credit courses?
Other than the GPA stuff, honestly, I don't have any good advice for it. I'm happy to talk with people that are trying to decide between the two.
Yeah.
I do with regularity. I obviously encourage AP because if I grow my numbers, I get more students. If I get more students, I get more classes and it's more fun.
Exactly.
But I mean, so yes, there is some self-interest in here. There are other students who are fully prepared for dual credit courses and are going to do fine in them. If you're not chasing GPA, then yeah, I do actually have a piece of honest advice. If it's not pertinent to your major, do dual credit.
Yeah.
If it's pertinent to your major, do AP. Many colleges will not take a dual credit course as the course that it is. They will take it as an elective course. Mm-hmm. But you'll see the same thing with AP scores if it is, again, if it's relative to your major. If a former student of mine who's an English major now, his AP Lang exam on which he scored a 4 and his AP Lit exam on which he scored a 5, both of those classes went in as electives because the college that he's at wanted him to take their English class. Mm. But either way, you still get college credit for it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by if it's pertinent to your major.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Zerflew.
You're welcome, Ms. Powell.
Bye.